Yes, indeed. And as usual, we are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have for Andy, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Are you feeling okay these days?
I am. Life is good, man. It can't be better, for sure.
Getting ready for St. Patrick's Day tomorrow?
You know, I'm always ready for St. Patrick's Day, Denny. And,
any day of the week.
any day of the week, yes.
All right, great. Well, reading a text from a listener who has sent something midweek about that decking material that you and I talk about all the time. And I had this back and forth via text conversation with this gentleman about millboard. And for those that don't know, and I know you have tested all sorts of material personally at your house. What's so good about millboard? What are some of the pluses that that you've talked about before?
Well, first and foremost, it's aesthetically the best looking decking that you can put on your home that's not natural wood. Secondly, compared to all of the other composite materials, it's way more stable, meaning it doesn't move nearly as much in the fluctuation of temperatures. The biggest problem with all of these types of materials that they take, you know, a wood material, a plastic material, some type of composite material, grind it all up, make something. Well, all of those materials expand and contract at different rates, and that's where we've noticed the failure on some of those other types of composite deckings when they run into problems is when you try to span too far or you don't install it exactly perfectly, expansion or glue it, the expansion contraction wrecks corners and makes things curl. Over time, it can deteriorate the actual product. So millboard checks both those boxes where it doesn't really expand and contract. It looks wonderful. And then couple that where it doesn't get hot. It has the most traction of any of the composite decking that we use out there, meaning well, this time of year, normally, these decks is, you know, as it gets colder at night and warms up a little bit at day, most of the composite decks will get some type of moisture on it or they'll frost up. I know, like, our Zuri deck is terrible at frosting up. And it's why I replaced the front steps of my house from Zuri to millboard while I'm waiting to redesign kind of the front deck of my house and replace everything with millboard. Because when you leave the house this time of year, it's, hey, I love you. Have a great day. Don't die in the deck. It's a skating rink out there when it frosts up. So, and millboard doesn't do that. And it's, again, I can't think of a single complaint I've ever heard from my installation crews, my salespeople, most importantly, my customers, about millboard. And I think this is year four we've been using it. So it's not like we got over 100 decks that we've done in the Twin Cities metro area with the product. And I haven't seen failures. And again, the first place we ever did was my own home.
And you've talked about it for a long time. And I, in talking with or texting back and forth with his listener, you've answered one of the questions, is it slippery? And you touched on it. What does millboard look like? Is there a grain to it? What does it look like?
Yeah. There is a grain to it. The nice part about millboard too, you don't see their patterns. It's really hard to see their patterns repeat. But if you look at it, like, it's not perfect. There's going to be, you know, just like a piece of wood, there's some knots in there. There's some grains that come through. But if you go online, either linksconstruction.com or to the millboard website, there's lots of pictures to take a look at. It really, truly looks like a 5/4 2x6 that, you know, is been worn in a barn floor for years. The best way to describe it, I think, you know, that's what it feels like. An old timber lumber 2x6 is what it looks like.
About that. If you have any kind of home improvement question, doesn't have to be about decks. Can be about roofing, can be siding, windows, leaf guard gutters, whatever the case may be. Call us or text us, whichever is easier, 651-461-9226. Texter says, please ask Andy, what is the best, well, you can relate to this one, what is the best floor for a walkout basement apartment with a dog?
You know, that's with the dog, being that it's going to be a high traffic area. I would look at some of the non-wood products out there or bamboo. Bamboo is going to be markedly more expensive than some of the other products out there. But I know some of those composite products are really, really durable. So might be something to take a look at. But I'm telling you, Denny, I have a Great Dane and a Lab, and those dogs come in and out of that area all the time. Got to be closer to over a decade ago that we find that we did that floor, I'm guessing. And I haven't done anything to it. It looks, there's one wear spot, but it was from a bad rug. I mean, bad rug. I just think that rug had created too much friction in that area, so it kind of wore off some of the finish on that floor. But outside of that, I can't tell a dog's ever been on that floor.
Wow. That's pretty tough stuff. You've talked about it in the past. Is that hard to work with as far as construction?
No, not at all. I mean, it's harder to cut and harder to nail, and it's heavier. But having said that, I have a customer in the Minnetonka area, and we refinished all of their floors in their house because of two poodles they had. It was $39,000. I mean, every floor in the home was wood, and every floor in the home had to get refinished. So in order for that to happen, it's just, I don't think that's something you want to do. I mean, $39,000 is, it's, you know, that's a nice thing about wood, though, Denny. If you've done that to most floors out there, it's going to cost you way more than that, more than likely to replace it, because you're replacing everything. That was just a refinish job. So it's something to think about.
One more question about bamboo. Can you stain it as you would, like white oak or something?
Yes, you can get it. So it can be stained. Mine came with a pre-finish, and I can sand it one time. It's a veneer on top of bamboo. The entire product's bamboo, but the way it was designed, it's that I can refinish mine one time, and then I would have to replace it. But again, I'm a decade into it. I haven't had to deal with it.
Isn't that something? Good stuff. All right, hang on, Andy. We're going to take a quick break and remind our listeners to call in or text your home improvement question, any kind you may have in mind, 651-461-9226. Let's see, the temperature reading in the Twin Cities holding at 41. That's probably going to be dropping from there, I can guarantee it, to maybe 23 overnight. And on St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, it's going to be another windy one with highs only around 34 tomorrow. Right now, 41 here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Welcome back to our home improvement show, presented every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour by our friends at Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. 8449 Lindus, if you would like to contact them, they'll come out, and whatever your project in mind, could be insulation. Maybe you need some new windows. Well, they've got some great windows. We can talk about that in just a bit as well. Andy Lindus answering those home improvement questions as usual this morning. Here's another one, Andy. Texter says, we enjoy listening to us every Saturday. Thank you for that. They say our HVAC service tech told us that we need a new furnace. He recommended a heat pump over a regular furnace replacement. He also suggested that we replace the central air unit at the same time, as kind of a package deal. The question is, what is your opinion about heat pumps in Minnesota? We live in the metro area. I've never had experience with the heat pumps. Always, you know, the old forced air or gas hot water kind of radiators. What do you know about heat pumps?
You know, they're getting more and more popular. They're definitely very efficient, and they're not that costly to add into that system. So I'd lean towards trusting your HVAC professional. Now, it never hurts to get a second opinion, and I know there's been a lot of sophistication that's happened to the HVAC world over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, meaning there's been a lot of consolidation in that area of the world where, believe it or not, there's now, I believe, 2 HVAC companies over $1 billion in revenue in the country now, being that they've combined forces, where used to be a lot of 2-3-4 man bands, and now there's some bigger companies. So they've upped their sales game a little bit, and that's what it sounds like to me when people are talking about package deals, quotation marks. When you're doing those types of things, it sounds like I don't know. I get, hey, change the AC unit out when you change the, but they don't get used the same. They don't get used as often. They don't, you could have another decade of life on your AC unit. I would need to have more information on why I'm changing my air conditioning unit now, outside of convenience. And I would have to save a lot of money. Like, and I would want that to be at least half off if I'm going to have to replace it. But again, Denny, I'm a person. I want to see how things die. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I want to see how long my, like, my air conditioning unit is 29 years old. It just keeps kicking, and I'm not going to replace it until I have to. But my house, I run the AC maybe, you know, 10, 15 days a year. I have a really shaded home with really great crosswinds if we open up the both windows, and that's how we rock most of the summer. So that I'm a little bit different, but if it doesn't need to be replaced, why replace it? There needs to be a reason behind it. So for me, this sounds like get another estimate territory.
It made me think of the old air conditioning unit outside, the compressor outside our house. We had, you know, put Band-Aids on it. It limped along for many, many years, longer than what you dealt with. In fact, 1 year before we had it replaced, a technician was out, and he said, "I'll be right back." And he went out to his car, came back with a camera. And I said, "Why are you taking pictures of this old unit?" He said, "A friend of mine and I are having a contest and see who can find the oldest unit in as they go around servicing something." And it was, but it what a difference in the world. Now, let's get back to as far as, you know, I know you at your house.
You know, that's an old sales technique.
Oh, it is.
I think you got had there. That, back to that old movie, Tin Men, you know, that aluminum siding salesman used to stand out in front of people's houses and take pictures and wait for the customer to come out, and they'd say, like, "Hey, we're doing a spread for Time Magazine. We have the after picture, but we're looking for the before picture on what a house, you know, what an old dilapidated house looks like."
Well, I guess if there's any good news here, we didn't do any work with that particular guy, so I was saved there.
You
and I have talked about, and there's something else that we've never had in our houses, and that, I mean, we've always had regular water heaters, but you, I think,
yeah,
have a tankless, do you not?
I do, and not only it's a dual-purpose one, so not only does it run all the hot water, it also runs all of the in-floor heat. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, and think of it this way. What I like best about this whole system, Denny, yeah, it's efficient. I love in-floor heat as a heat source. It's my favorite type of heat. But the space that it opens up in your utility room, because, I mean, this unit is 2 feet wide, 3.5 feet tall, and mounts on the wall. and it's my water heater and my heating unit all in one. So I've don't give me another space where I can store things, because I will fill up that area pretty sure in short order. But most of my utility room is shelving for storage, not areas for utilities.
Now, is that something, not to get off on this tangent here, but are tankless water heaters good for maybe large families?
You know, I think the jury's still out on that. It all depends. And there's things that you can do to supplement those showers, maybe if you have a larger family. I'm an empty nester, so I haven't noticed any different when the kids are all home or anything like that. But and I know some other people that have had them. I early on, when these tankless water heaters first came out, you heard that, but you haven't heard that for quite some time now. I think these yes, it can take a minute for the water to get warm, but I don't know. I haven't had any issues, and we've been operating this way for 4 or 5 years now.
Oh, okay. It's a good test. Hang on, Andy. We're going to take a break and see what the weatherman has in store for us the rest of the weekend for St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, and again the rest of this week as well. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, we have about another half hour to go on the show. So by all means, let's hear from you either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to our friends at Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. I was thinking of all the things, Andy, Lindus, that folks can call Lindus about with that first visit. Always free. Always free. That's something we like to remind our listeners about. Whether it be insulation. Now, tell me something, and I may have asked you this before. Given the moderate winter temperatures, excuse me, have there been fewer questions, calls to Lindus about insulation?
Yes and no. I mean, than last year, yes. But not a crazy amount below what would be our averages. And
okay,
that's a nice thing, Denny. If insulation slows down, things like windows, roofing, decking, gutters, I'll keep us busy. So that's one thing, you know, rest assured with anybody you meet from Lindus. We're not going to use crazy high-pressure sales. We don't need to make up work. We're not going to try to sell you something you don't need or want, because we don't have the time for that, nor the want to do that. So when you come out to our house, we come out to your house, we're going to want to get into your attic on a lot of different projects, because we know that how the homes work. And if we can understand how your house works and what you're trying to accomplish, it amazes me how many times when we go out to a roof and we ask to get in the attic, people look at us like we grew a third eye. So much so that we started putting in a letter before we even get there that we're going to want to try to prepare people to look at the attic, because how your attic breathes and vents is as important to the longevity, if not more important to the longevity of your roof, than the type of shingle that you choose, or the type of roofing material that you choose, or the underlayment that goes on your roof. People are always interested in those things, but I'm telling you, the type of insulation, and more importantly, the type of ventilation that you have in your attic space is a really, really important thing that should be addressed anytime you're looking at, even like windows, Denny. Again, if you tighten up your home and change how it breathes, you need to know how everything is working together. So for us, we try to figure that on the front end and have those conversations on the front end as much as possible. So even in a cold year, Denny, the vast majority of our attic work comes from just having conversations with customers and explaining to them what we're seeing and why we recommend they do that. That's why, you know, sometimes it's just a $500 or $1,000 fix that needs to happen in the attic. We need to add a vent. We need to move the bath fans out of the soffit and actually through the roof or out the wall. It's, you know, we still see that on a regular basis anywhere. Bath fans and range hoods are just venting into the soffit areas or the attic space. So imagine all of that moisture from your bathrooms and kitchen going into your attic and not outside your home. That creates a lot of problems.
I recall one of your guys noticing that. In fact, he showed me when I took a peek up there, too, when I was getting new insulation years ago, that the hose itself had come apart. And you're right, it was doing that very thing from one of the bath fans. But I wanted to tell you, and you and I haven't spoken since our last show, you generated a lot of interest in those GAF shingles, solar type. Maybe for those listeners who missed that, you could back up again and tell us about those.
Yeah, it's as energy efficient of a solar system as I've been a part of. I'm really, really excited about that. It's got some great tax credits. It's the tax credits available on the entire roof because you have to replace your entire roofing system. Having said that, the payback on these systems is way faster than any of the other solar systems that I've tested or tried. Now, Denny, my family has paid for and installed three different types of solar systems on our own properties over the last decade, and none of them worked well. And two of them are no longer even hooked up. So that tells you where our heads have been at for solar. We've been really skeptical on what this is and how it works. But the good folks at GAF have spent the better part of 3 years getting it figured out. And it's been a slow roll. It's not available all across the country yet. It's been available to some certain markets as they test it and try it, which is how a good product and a new product should go to market. You know, you don't want to roll it out unless you really know how it's going. And when it comes to home improvements, you can only test so many things in a laboratory. You need to get it on a home. You need to get the installation techniques down. You need to get the electricians on board, the utility people on board. And that was one of our biggest holdups. And we're working our way through it. And it sounds like we've made a lot of headway with the local Minnesota utilities in the last month. Working with your utility providers, believe it or not, not all these utilities are really excited about the aspect of customer selling energy back to them, but there's a way through it, and I think you're going to find, Denny, if I had to be a betting man, I'd put at 5 years from now that the majority of the Lindis construction customers will be getting some type of solar with their roofing system when you choose a roof through Lindis, and the studies I've seen by people way smarter than me say a decade from now, the amount of people that can talk about solar and have solar, it kind of blows my mind a little bit because I know of like two people right now that have it and like it. So to think that that half the country could have solar 20, 30 years from now is something I still am not wrapping my head around. But even if it's a fraction of that, it's worth looking into. I really do think that the systems have come a long ways, and they're getting better and better and better.
Annie, Denny seems to be disconnected right now, but we do have a call.
All right.
All right. It is Bob in Cottage Grove.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I just have some information that I don't know if you're familiar with. I'm going to build a ranch home this spring. And I was looking at the windows, and after listening to you, how important that perimeter spacer bar is. And do you know that they have an upgraded spacer bar now from Cardinal? It's called the Endure IG Warm. It's a warm edge spacer, but that's their new top of the line one, and that's an option.
Yes,
it's black.
Yes. Yep.
Have you been installing pretty much? I mean, you'd be crazy not to use that than the XL, I guess, at this point.
Maybe, I've seen the testing. It looks really, really promising, but I think, have you picked a window manufacturer yet?
Well, I'm fighting with my builder right now. I want to use Marvin Essentials, single hungs, and they're saying they're having a hard time getting them, whatever. So the next option down was an Anderson, but I was having a hard time finding out from Anderson if I can get that Endure edge on it, the perimeter bar.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the availability with the Anderson, but I don't know why the builder would have a problem with.
Well, I'm going to talk. That was my thing too. I'm paying for the darn thing. I should be able to get the windows I want, but I was just you can't call anybody a cardinal because I wanted to find. But they supply glass to so many different companies. But it was like pulling teeth. I finally got somebody at Marvin to tell me that that is an option. You have the option to either order the XL or the Endure. Now, Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Anderson, that option's not quite available. I believe it might be in that 400 series, but I'm not sure. But any wherever your builder's getting materials, you should. Dennis, am I still
back
in there?
With you, Andy.
Hey, Denny, how are you?
I had a power surge. It was not your end or the station's end, but my end. The power company I know I paid the bill, so I know that's not it. But they just made it quickly. And you know how sometimes those routers take a while to get back? And it's doing that very thing. But so I apologize for all of that. And we know that happens from time to time. Now, somebody wanted to know, and maybe you've addressed it already, about heat pumps. I've never had experience with heat pumps. And how about you?
I haven't ever installed one on any home I own, or I had no of anybody that's used them outside of some HVAC professionals that I know have. To other people, and for me when I'm doing any type of project like this, it's my HVAC people are going to come in, and I'm going to sit down and talk about the costs and the efficiencies and the why we're doing this, and if it makes sense, I'm going to do it. But there's a trust factor there. My HVAC people that I use are, you know, it's a one man band, and he comes over to the house on weekends and does some things for me. And I just I trust him, and whatever we put in, we put in. But I haven't ever had any experience with heat pumps. I do know that they are very efficient and have come a long ways in the last 5 years.
Like you, Andy, I have I can't count how many times people have asked me about leaf guard gutters. You and I, of course, talk about it for years here on CCO, and it's getting close to 30 years since I had Lindis, when I first met Lindis, in fact, you guys, and hired you to put those on the house. How do you explain to people, because some, I don't argue with people, but some say, well, you know, regular gutters are good enough. What's so good about leaf guard gutters? How many times have you had that question?
Well, first off, we gotta change your terminology. Regular gutters. Our leaf guard. I mean, that's our regular gutter.
Good point. Good point.
Ordinary open gutters. No one likes to be ordinary, Denner. Everyone likes to be regular. But ordinary gutters, the problem with them is you don't know they're clogged until they're overflowing. And when they're overflowing, they're putting water into parts of your house that the reason why you got the gutters in the first place. And when you look at the expenses compared to what ordinary gutters cost, compared to what regular gutters cost, and then the maintenance behind them, it really, that's where the decision making came in. So if it's an ordinary job, costs around $3,000 to put on regular gutters, came in. So if it's an ordinary job, costs around $3,000 to put on regular gutters, the leaf guard should be in that $4,000 to $5,000 range. So that's a decision that you have to make. Is it worth it to pull the ladder out or to get water in your basement? I can tell you this. I've had water in my basement one time. The first home I ever bought, Denny.
Yeah.
I was in it for 2 weeks. Hadn't put gutters on it yet. And my entire basement got flooded. Had to replace all of the carpet. had to cut up about a foot and a half up the wall with the drywall and replace all the drywall. It was, you know, it was like a $4,000 or $5,000 of out of pocket expense that I had to come up with right after I bought my first home, and the gutters that I put on that home. Again, wasn't a large home. I think we paid $128,000 for this house, and I think it was 50 feet of gutters I had to put on. So you're talking under $1,000 at the time. If I had done that, you just think the gutter guy would, in his first order of business and buying a home, would be putting gutters on it. But no, I had waited too long. It was only 2 weeks, but I can tell you the gutters went on there real quick after that.
It's a great product. I know we talk about it from time to time, but it really, truly is a good product. And after having mine on for almost 30 years, it's amazing. What did Rich say to me when I first met him? I said, "Can I clean these gutters?" He said, "Only if it makes you feel better." And I've never had to do that. So, all right, I'm going to take a quick break here, Andy. And when we come back, let's talk some more. Maybe we should talk about those great windows and doors too. I know you're getting questions about that as well. Any kind of home improvement question, we still have time for yours. 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, we did pick up one more degree from last hour. It's 42 now. We're going to drop to about 24 overnight. Right now, 42 on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. We are here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to our friends at Lindus Construction, Lindus. Andy, what kind of things can folks, if they want to get on the Lindus Construction website, lindusconstruction.com, what kind of stuff can we see on that?
Oh, you name it. Everything that we do, Denny. And then we have a YouTube channel. You can actually watch videos on everything that we do. Pinterest, House, Twitter, we have an Instagram, we have a TikTok, you name it. If there's a social media platform or something out there in the interwebs, our marketing team has got us out there, and we try to put out new content as regularly as we can.
That has really changed the business, hasn't it?
It has. I can tell you this. Years ago, when I first started in with the marketing team at Lindus Construction, it was one of the first jobs I had outside of installing or selling, was running the marketing department. I spent a lot of time talking to direct mail and newsprint, and we spend zero time talking with them now. Almost all of our advertising is done online, and then we do this radio show. Has been the Denny. It's WCCO is the leaf guard of our advertising department, meaning WCCO is the only thing Lindus Construction hasn't changed in 25 years. And just like leaf guard gutters, it's the only product that we haven't changed in 35 years. We've had leaf guard for 35 years. We haven't looked at any other types of gutters. We've changed our roofing. We've changed our windows. We've changed our decking. We've changed our siding, changed our insulation, our house wrap, underlayments. Heck, even the types of nails that we use have changed multiple times in the last 35 years. So, and I used to spend a lot of money with both the fish wrap factories in the Twin Cities, but I haven't done that in quite some time, almost, which is nice. It makes everything cheaper too. It's definitely a much more efficient way of going about business, and we have a lot of fun with it too. It's, you know, we keep up on all of our employees, all the people we work with every day. We have a lot of fun with it. So if you haven't checked out our Facebook or any of our type of social medias out there, I highly encourage you to do so. But if you want to learn, our YouTube channel really goes to in depth on what we're doing and why we install things a certain way. So you can check that out as well.
Well, good. I'm glad you brought that up. A couple of minutes ago in the show, Andy, I don't want to leave anybody out here. Got a text from Hamburg, Minnesota. Andy, how do I safely dispose of vermiculite insulation that is sifting out from behind my basement walls? Wow. What's causing that?
Well, if you can send that in to get tested. Now, Minnesota is one of the areas where we can get vermiculite back that doesn't have asbestos in it. There is, it all depends on what mine the vermiculite came from that may or may not have asbestos in it. So get the vermiculite tested. If it has asbestos in it, then you have to take the proper channels and use the proper disposal techniques for that with like a line dumpster. And you might want to get an abatement company involved because removing of that isn't a safe thing either. So you're going to want to maybe take a look at a company like Lindstrom Environmental. I know if you bring a chunk of the vermiculite up there, they can probably do the testing for you or get the testing sent in, and then you can make a decision because it does add some expense to the project for sure.
Last remaining minute or two, Andy, what do you and your insulation crews prefer as far as attic insulation?
What the best way to insulate your attic, in my opinion, is to take everything out of the attic, put down 2 to 4 inches of closed-cell foam, and then we use cellulose over the top of that. I like cellulose over fiberglass. It doesn't seem to move as much in the attic space, and I've had less rodent issues in attic spaces that have cellulose over fiberglass. It really seems like our rodent friends like fiberglass, and their tunneling systems that they put through there, although amazing, can lead to a lot of different health issues inside the home.
Sure.
So
oh, absolutely.
If you have any type of rodent issues at all, I say cellulose over fiberglass.
Well, I say we get back together again next week for another show. What do you say?
I do as well, Benny. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. Have a great week, too. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Yeah, if you want to get in touch, whatever your needs might be, we talked about leaf guard gutters or roofing or windows, give them a call, 844-9-LINDIS, and keep in mind that first visit, whatever the project you're going to call them about, is free. That first visit is always free. You may learn a whole lot of information as well. So thanks, Andy. Thanks to you for listening today. Denny Long filling in tomorrow morning for Susie Jones. She's just taking the day off, and we'll do our usual health show tomorrow morning, followed by the Wealth Enhancement Show's Your Money, as usual. So we hope you join us again tomorrow morning here on WCCO. Happy St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be a breezy day today and tomorrow here in the Twin Cities. We'll have about 34 for a high St. Patrick's Day. Right now, 42 degrees here in the Twin Cities. From News Talk 830 WCCO, thanks, Dennis. Happy birthday.